Sunday at 11 o'clock, the RNLI and More Life Boat was called out to assist a fisherman in a small boat who ran aground, his boat ran aground on the rocks. And when the lifeboat arrived on scene, the fisherman had already been evacuated from his boat, lifted from his boat by the Coast Guards and the helicopter. But he was suffering from mild hypothermia, so they transferred him back to the lifeboat just to treat him for that hypothermia. And then the lifeboat and the Coast Guards and the helicopter stood by until the tide came in. The tide was out of the town until they towed the boat off the rocks. And then they towed the boat back into Bunbeg Harbour, assisted by the Coast Guards and the helicopter. And they dropped the fisherman off in Bunbeg as well. So he was fine. Thank goodness for that. A very successful rescue by all the services, which is great to see them all working together.
And how was the alarm raised? Or is this a case again of making sure you alert somebody that you are going out on the water and what time you do expect to come back at?
Absolutely. The man did all the right things. He raised the alarm when his boat went on the rocks, and then Malin Head Coast Guard alerted the emergency services. They were on scene within, I would say, perhaps quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, and everything went very, very smoothly. It was a very calm day. There was no big swell or anything which contributed to the safe rescue, but the wind chill factor was quite bad. It was very, very cold. That was the 18th of March, and it was very cold that day, so that's where the man suffered from hypothermia. Just being outside at all, and apparently, especially on the sea, in that wind chill factor, then there is a risk of hypothermia.
And particularly coming into now the better weather, it is important that people do pay attention when there is more out on the water.
Well, absolutely. The RNLI's message is, as always, just if you are going to go out on the water for business or pleasure, just inform the Coast Guards what time you're going out, where you're going, what time you'll be back. Make sure there's enough fuel in your engine. Make sure that you have the means of communicating with the rescue services in the event that something does happen. Either have flares or a mobile phone. Sometimes mobile phones don't cover the whole area, so it's a good idea to have flares on hand just in case. Just little safety bits of advice there.